What's the halacha if a person is coming to the mikveh to be toivel several kelim? He makes a bracha and is toivel the first keli. Subsequently, he talks and is mafsik between being toivel the first keli and the second keli. Is he mechuyiv to make a new bracha after talking because he now has lost his bracha? Or do we say that no, since the bracha was already chal because he was toivel the first keli after making the bracha, perhaps it's no problem of hefsek. So this is a tremendous machlekes hapoiskim, and it all starts by a machlekes rishonim that we have regarding shechita. What's the halacha if a person shechs several behemoths? Is there a chi of bracha for each behemoth that he's shechting? And if there's only one chi of bracha, is there a problem of hefsek talking between the shechita of the first behemoth and the shechita of the second behemoth? So the truth is that most Rishonim assume that if you're shechting several behemoths, you don't make a separate bracha for each ma'isa shechita, even though it's a separate ma'isa mitzvah. The shechita of one behemoth is not the same as the shechita of another behemoth. It's a completely separate ma'isa mitzvah. And one of them is not contingent on the shechita of the other. It's completely independent. Nevertheless, since you're doing that mitzvah of shechita several times, and you're doing it together, so you should make one bracha before the first one and have that bracha work for everything else. That's how most Rishayim assume. There is a chiddush that the Rav Yoh brought down in the Mordechai, brings down b'shem the Ga'onim. And the Ga'onim say that you're supposed to make a bracha prior to each ma'isa shechita. So if you're shechting, let's say, seven behemoths, then you're supposed to make seven brachas according to the shita of the Ga'onim. And the question is, what is the pshat? So the Rav Yoh brings down a pshat, and he says that since it's very difficult to avoid being mafsik between the different ma'isa shechita, there's a lot going on, there's a lot that could come up, therefore it's very hard not to be mafsik, so therefore you make a bracha before each ma'isa shechita. The Rav Yoh brings down this svara to explain why the Ga'onim felt that you make a bracha prior to each ma'isa shechita. And the Rav Yoh is matmi on this. The Rav Yoh says, how could we assume that because we're concerned that you might talk in between the shechita, so you'll make a bracha levatala? What does that mean? Because there's a concern that you're going to make a hefsik and you're going to talk between each shechita, so therefore we just say, make a bracha on each ma'isa shechita. So the way the Rishonim seem to understand this svara is as follows. Be'etzem, everyone agrees that if I have specific kavana in my bracha to only have it work for the first ma'isa shechita and not for the subsequent shechitas, avada, that would work. And avada, you would need a new bracha for the next ma'isa shechita. It's just that the question is, what happens automatically? Does the shechita that happens subsequently get absolved from a chiyuv bracha automatically from the first bracha? And can the first bracha work for the second shechita and for the third shechita? That is the question. But avada, if a person specifically wants his bracha to work specifically for the first shechita and not for the subsequent shechitas, pashtus, it should work. Now, it's a shayla in the poskim about it, but the pashtus is that a person could, in fact, be magbil his bracha and apply it dafka to the first ma'isa shechita. Memela, the svara is that since there's a concern that people are going to be mafsik between the ma'isa shechita, because the ma'isa is a very difficult thing to do, and it's very hard to refrain from talking when things come up between the various shechitas that you're going to do. Therefore, the kavana of the person is for his bracha to only work for the first ma'isa shechita and not for the rest of the shechitas. And therefore, that's why they make a bracha before each ma'isa shechita, according to the Ga'onim, because the ma'isa, the automatic, axiomatic kavana of the person when making the bracha is for a dafka to work on the first ma'isa mitzvah that he's going to do and not on the subsequent ma'isa mitzvah, not on the subsequent shechitas. There's another pshat that the Rishonim bring down from the Ga'onim, another svara to be miyashiv the shita of the Ga'onim as to why they hold that you make a bracha before each ma'isa shechita. And that is by explaining that even the Geonim concede that if you're doing a Shechita on a Behema, and you're doing subsequent Shechitas on the Behema afterwards, only one bracha is sufficient, and you don't need to make a bracha before each Ma'aseh Shechita. The Geonim are referring specifically to a case where you're first shechting, let's say, an oif, a chicken, and then you're shechting a behemoth, an animal. So since there are different minim involved, and the ma'aseh shechita that's going to be done subsequently is a different form of shechita on a different type of animal, it's a different min, so that separates the ma'aseh shechita, and therefore you do require a new bracha after the first ma'aseh shechita before the second, because the ma'aseh gufen muchlakim, it's a different sort ma'aseh shechita, it's a different type of ma'aseh shechita. One is for one min, one is for a different min, and that's why you need two brachas. But Avada, even the Geonim perhaps agree that if they were the same min, and all the shechitas were on, let's say, a behema, or all the shechitas were on an oif, Avada, one bracha would suffice. At any rate, be it as it may, the halacha l'ma'aseh is, in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin simin yotes, yoredeya, we paskin that if a person makes several ma'aseh shechitas one after the other, you only make one bracha, and that is before the first ma'aseh shechita. That's the halacha ma'aseh. And this is a general rule when it comes to all mitzvahs that are in the same category as shechita. That it's a mitzvah, that it's a rishus, it's not a chiv. So the halacha is, for instance, by tzitzis as well. If a person is going to wear three begadim of tzitzis, three begadim of four-cornered garments that have tzitzis on it, and he's going to make a bracha on it. So you only make a bracha before the first levisha, and that bracha patters all of the other levishas, and you only make one bracha, you don't make another bracha. The question is, what about the halacha of a hefsek? Is there a problem of being mafsik between the first ma'aseh shechita and the second ma'aseh shechita or not? So this is a machlekes rishonim. The Rosh paskins that if you talk between the first ma'aseh shechita and the second ma'aseh shechita, you invalidate your bracha, and therefore you have to make a new bracha before your second ma'aseh shechita. Now why is that? What is the pshat in the Rosh? So everyone agrees that if I make a bracha on a mitzvah, and I talk before doing the mitzvah, and therefore I was mafsik between my bracha and the performance of the mitzvah, I certainly have lost my bracha, because it wasn't chal. It has to be chal, it has to be nitvas on something. And if you were mafsik, it wasn't nitvas, you have to make a new bracha. Over here, says the Rosh, what's happening? Your bracha is working on the first ma'aseh shechita, and the second ma'aseh shechita, and the third ma'aseh shechita. That bracha works on each ma'aseh shechita. So if you're mafsik between the first shechita and the second shechita, the bracha can't be chal on the second shechita. And therefore, there's a hefsik, and you need a new bracha on the second shechita. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim hold that no. When I make a bracha on one ma'aseh shechita, and that bracha helps, not just for the first shechita, it helps for the second shechita and the third shechita, the pshat is that the bracha is chal on all ma'aseh shechitas at once. And once you have the bracha being nitvas and being chal, because you made the first shechita without any hefsik, so now the bracha is chal on all the ma'asim automatically. It's all connected. The second ma'aseh shechita's bracha is already absolved by the first ma'aseh shechita. Once you made the bracha on the first ma'aseh shechita, and the bracha was chal, was nitvas, because you did a ma'aseh shechita, you no longer have a problem of a hefsek being mafsek between the first ma'aseh shechita and the second ma'aseh shechita. That's how other Rishonim hold. So it's a machlekes Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh. The Meila, according to the Mechaber, and the Shach paskins as well, like the Rosh, according to the Mechaber and the Shach, the halacha would be that if, let's say, a person were to wear three begadim of tzitzis, and he makes a bracha on it, puts on one, and then is mafsik between the first and the second, you would need a new bracha on the second, because you are mafsik in the bracha. That it would be the shita of the Rosh, and that would be the shita of the Mechaber and the Shach. However, the Taz holds that you have to be choshish for the other shitas, and therefore, it's a suffic bracha, so you cannot make a new bracha if you're a mafsik b'dibor between the first ma'aseh shechita and the second ma'aseh shechita, because it could be, since your bracha was already nitvas, it was already chal in the first ma'aseh shechita, there is no problem of hefsek, and therefore you cannot make a bracha on the second ma'aseh shechita because of the klal of suffik brachas lahakah. Now, l'chayra, the nafgamina should be our shayla about tefilas kelim. If a person is toivel one kelim, and then he's mafsik b'dibor, he talks, and then subsequently wants to be toivel a second kelim, does he have to make a new bracha? Was he mafsik in the bracha by virtue of the fact that he talked out, he spoke between the first tefillah and the second tefillah? L'chayra is going to be telling this machlekes, because again, we're talking about a mitzvah such as shechita, which is both mitzvahs that are rishos, they're not incumbent on you, and therefore they're all part of the same category, the tzitzis shayla, the tefillas kelim shayla, and the shechita shayla. And therefore, just like we have this machlekes rishonim by shechita, we have the same machlekes rishonim by tefillas kelim. And therefore, according to the shach, by tefillas kelim, you would have to make a new bracha if you spoke out between the first tefillah and the second tefillah. And according to the taz, you can't, because you have to be choshish for other shechitas. Now, even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav taka paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, that you should, in fact, make a bracha if you're a mafsik in this particular case, the Mishnah Berurah, and this is halacha l'maisa, most poskim assume l'maisa, that because it's a machlokes and there is a taz, we would assume that you should not make a new bracha before the second tefilas kelim, and before the second shechita, and before the second levishas tzitzis, because we're concerned for the shitas, we're choshish mitzad, the safek brachas l'hakol, for the shita that holds that it's not a hefsik. But zikr l'chadchila, it's osur to be mafsik. L'chadchila, it's osur to be mafsik between the tefillah of the first keli and the second keli, because according to most poskim, this is in fact a real bona fide hefsik that invalidates the bracha. Now, we're not going to be making a new bracha because we're choshish for other tzad, but it's zikr osur for a person to be mafsik between the first tefillah and the second tefillah, just like we have this halacha by shechita and by tzitzis.